Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who's never met a cow he didn't like.
And I kiss them on Thursday.
Let's see, who do I have to kiss today? She's kissing a him. I'll kiss a her, whose name is Jennifer Horn, here on the Good Day program. Hello, it's the 21st of March. Normally, last year at this time, on this day, we had the first day of spring. But we beat him. We were ahead of the game. We're on it. That's the Doug Steffen
Good Day
program.
We don't mess around when it comes to
no.
spring.
No. Please. No. All right, so let's see what we can conjure up here as far as spring. We're springing ahead into March Madness. The betting, Jennifer, so far, has topped $2.7 billion.
That's a lot. Maybe we could use that money for good.
Yeah, exactly. That's $2.7 billion on these foolish basketball games.
Well, people love it. It's fun for them.
Yeah.
If it gives somebody a little bit of light in their life, go for it. I don't know how you do it. I've never done brackets in my entire life. And I was talking to one of my friends at work, or one of our newer employees. I don't think you know Corey yet at CRN.
No.
And he was saying that he goes, are you going to do your brackets? And I said, oh, I wouldn't even know how to start. And he said, oh, my whole family does it so that we can get placement for the Fantasy Football League. He goes, we don't know anything about basketball either, but apparently, however his family comes out with the March Madness, that's how they get their fantasy football teams.
Aha! All right. Probably a safer bet than March Madness is Mega Millions, which as of today has climbed to $977 million. Next drawing, no jackpot winner so far. 29 jackpot drawings, no big winner.
And after taxes, it's $4.79 take home, which is great.
Right. No, actually, after take home, it's $421.4 million one-time lump sum. Right.
Yeah. When's the next drawing for Mega Millions?
I think it's tonight.
All right.
Isn't
so
it?
You'll find me at a 7-Eleven in the Los Angeles area at some point.
Mega Millions. Let's see. They have Tuesday. So today's there. No, Friday. Tomorrow night is the drawing. I have a couple of tickets here that are worth nothing.
Oh,
there we go.
Bookmarks.
I get them. I do. Every once in a while, I buy them because it's kind of fun to think about what you would do, how much good you could do, to go back to that theme that you put forth about the $2.7 billion in March Madness betting. This is just a bet, another bet. And so here we go.
The problem
into the
is
billion-dollar territory.
I wait until there's, like, these huge jackpots and then buy a
silly
ticket. What I should probably do is buy a ticket on the weeks when there are no big jackpots and your odds are a lot better. But
That is probably what you should do. And you're such a smart cookie, too. I'm surprised you haven't done it that way yet. Okay, let's get into some California territory because Jennifer's there. I spend time there. There is a super bloom springing to life, apparently with all the rain and the snowfall up in the mountains. There is enough water to go around, no thanks to the government, in terms of trying to catch it all and use it intelligently. And normally the peak of the dry and fire seasons are, you know, there's a big problem. But if you're an experienced Californian, like Jennifer is, and like I sort of am, you have a hunch that the water that has been a part of this spring, in the not spring necessarily, but wintertime, is going to hold a fabulous surprise. What they call everybody, there's a name for everything, right? This is the super bloom.
Yeah. This has been a pretty big deal around So Southern California, for sure, where I am, all the kind of desert areas. So I'm talking about Lancaster and Palmdale and then out towards like Lake Elsinore, the Riverside County area. They get these huge blooms of poppies, and they are absolutely gorgeous. But what's so funny is I was reading this story about the super bloom today, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's that time. I mean, everything is gorgeous right now in California. All of the tulips are, I mean, everything's really pretty. But a couple of years ago, I can remember being on the air and we were talking about the super bloom, and it was causing so much attraction. There'd be at like miles of traffic. People would want to get out and they'd be trampling the flowers because they want their Instagram photos. And they were even piloting helicopters. This is great. They were even piloting helicopters to land in the middle of the poppy fields so they could get like their Instagram pictures. And the park rangers were going bananas because every time a helicopter would touch down, it would ruin all the flowers underneath it.
Right.
So leave it to California. Even when we have nice things, they still want Instagram pictures and they ruin all the pretty stuff.
Well, let's not have them. Who do we talk to about fixing that problem?
It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Yep. And how are your L.A. Dodgers doing so far?
Oh, they're playing, actually, at this moment.
Aren't they in Japan or something?
They're in Seoul, South Korea. And the weirdest thing happened. So I don't know why they did this. It's kind of confusing. But most teams are still in spring training mode. But the Padres and the Dodgers went and did these exhibition games in Korea and then played two regular season games while they were there. Then they come back, do more exhibition. The Dodgers will play the Angels in the freeway series. And then the season starts again next week. So there are two official baseball games being played. And I can tell you the first one, the Dodgers beat the San Diego Padres 5-2. And
yay,
even though we don't do live stuff right now, in the top of the first inning, the Padres are beating the Dodgers 2-0 for the second game.
You're on top of it. That's good. Yay. Because they're, let's see, that's 8. Is it 9 hours? They're 9 hours behind us. Aren't they in Korea? Yeah, I think Korea's 9 hours behind us. So, all right, well, that's good to know. Jennifer's on top of things. It's the Good Day program, 14 after the hour. Before we talk about Donald Trump, when Jennifer's here, we always have to take advantage of her expertise, her knowledge, and her one-sidedness. So we'll get to that in a...
Thanks.
In a minute. Well, yeah, you're welcome. Congratulations, too, by the way. Omaha Steaks want you to enjoy, if you haven't heard this yet, I've been crowing about this for about a month now, and you still have a couple of more weeks for their 50% semi-annual sale so that you can stock up on all the unforgettable things that they have on hand at the Omaha Steaks website and in their warehouses, in their freezers. They're ready to send you what you want. Order it now, site-wide, 50% off. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and get at it. Look at all these things that they have that you like. The Omaha Steak burgers, by the way, come free. And that's something that, that often motivates people, even, you know, they're not that concerned about the steaks or whatever else is there. They just love these burgers. So we'll stock up. You can stock up for the next 6 months till they have the next 6 month sale. All the bacon wrap fillets, boneless chicken breast, that sort of thing, and the desserts that people like those caramel apple tartlets. I know maybe it's the wrong time of the day, depending on when you're listening, but you can think about it and then take some action. Easy. Just go online to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop to your heart's content. Semi-annual sale. Everything is on sale on the site. 50% off. Yum, yum, yum. And get those 8 free Omaha Steak burgers with the packages when you shop the semi-annual sale. Hurry up. Deal won't last that much longer. omahasteaks.com/Doug. That's the way to take advantage of that deal. Now let's see what former President Donald Trump is up to, Jennifer. The $464 million judgment in the New York civil fraud case. You and I have agreed on this. We don't always agree when it comes to Trump on things, but the judge is trying to take away his rights, so he says, and he'll maybe have to sell some properties at fire sale prices in order to come up with the dough so he doesn't have to go to jail. This is ridiculous. It is. I find
and you know what's going to happen.
Damn thing is ridiculous.
Is that Monday is the deadline. So Trump had to come up with $464 million in a bond, basically, to even appeal.
He's got to get
an judgment.
Insurance company. So what happens if he can't pay the bond in the next?
Oh, that's what's going to happen. So these surety companies say we can't do that because he doesn't have all those assets that are liquid. It's all tied up in real estate. So he'd have to sell something. So then the insurance company or the bond companies also say we don't want retribution from the New York Attorney General, who has said that she will go after anybody who helps Donald Trump. So they're kind
of. How does she have the authority to do that?
Anybody that runs out of the state of New York, she could go after. Investigate.
But why? If they help him come up with the bond that's necessary to fulfill the terms of the judgment, why is the how does she
because she
have
wants to take
to
his property. I don't think she cares about the money. What she wants is to either bankrupt him or to pull or to start taking his stuff.
Why doesn't Trump sue her and the system?
Well,
because
okay,
this,
so they're trying.
I mean, he
to,
sues everybody about everything. What's he? Why?
This is under the jurisdiction of New York. So what Trump's legal team is trying to do is say that his civil rights are being violated, so that he can get it into federal court, which would ultimately lead up to the Supreme Court instead of just the state court in New York, because you can't get out of Judge Engoron's courtroom, and Engoron is the one who made the decision. So Trump's legal team put together a 5,000-page document saying, we tried, we have $100 million in bond, which we'll give you until appeal, yada, yada, yada. The judge turns it down. On Monday, Letitia James goes to court and starts being able to seize his property. And what I learned is it's not just his property like Trump Tower in New York. She can go after anything. She can go after Bedminster, New Jersey. She can go after Mar-a-Lago in Florida. She can go after everything. And then what? Then what happens when she starts taking the property? And I guarantee you, when she starts doing that, she may feel real good for about 2 minutes until she realizes that more and more people are going to start voting for him because they don't like what's going on.
Well, this is messy. Some of the other things are pretty straightforward. This is not in my rendering, my judgment on this. There's a lot of risk involved here.
You have people like Mark Cuban, who not a Trump supporter, and Mark Cuban's coming out and saying there's no way that anybody could liquefy their assets like this in this amount of time. There's just no way to do it, know it.
But how does she get to this point? This seems like such a violation of all that's right and just.
Property rights.
Wow. Okay, well, anyway, we know what's going on. 18 at the hour here on Good Day.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
Well, guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text TIP to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermal X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text TIP to 42424. That's TIP to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
The paper shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Progressive asks, what do a late night pizza craving?
Pizza place. Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common?
Uh-oh.
It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angi to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angi app or visit Angi.com today. You can do this when you Angi that.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The hour here on the Good Day program. Thursday, the 21st of March, so we're two-thirds of the way through the month, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Two-thirds, wow. How about them apples?
How about that? Hey, it's spring, and we all are feeling like that. I can tell you that I've been blinking a lot, because you know how your eyes get all kind of goopy around the allergy time,
yes.
And then your voice cracks
right.
Unexpectedly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
I like going
you got
on.
It.
All right, so celebrity trending news on social media. The top 10 list today includes the name Richard Simmons. Who doesn't remember? I suppose, well, let me find out. James, do you know who? Well, we've talked about him here before, so you probably know. Richard Simmons, do you know who he is?
I knew about him before the show, if that helps any.
helps a little bit anyway. Credibility season is upon us.
Woo-hoo, James,
okay.
Good job.
I'm learning.
Yeah. So Richard Simmons just turned 75, and he has a revelation for his fans, people who know about him and his exercise. He's got exercise routines and exercise empire. He's a very interesting guy. But now he's got to worry about something that people, unfortunately, at his age have to deal with more often than not these days. So we'll get to the heart of the matter. What's his problem after this?
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Good morning.
out there in his red shorts.
Give me some love.
Fitness trailblazer Richard Simmons. So I suppose this could be considered Doug's dirt, because we have the dirt, the inside insight into what's going on. He said he noticed a strange bump under his right eye not long ago. It didn't disappear, so he called his dermatologist. Sat in the chair. The doctor comes up with a magnifying glass and looks at what's there, scrapes it a little bit, puts it under a microscope, and tells the patient, Mr. Simmons, he's got the C word in his mouth. You have cancer. So he said this basal cell carcinoma has affected him. He was advised to see a cancer doctor. And so he got the diagnosis. He went to see Dr. Ralph Massey. He's a well-known L.A. skin doctor, isn't he? Don't I know that? I know that. Yeah, I even know that name, I think, for some reason or another. Anyway, he is being treated. What the treatment process is, this is not the kind of cancer that you want. They burned his skin to remove the cancer cells at first. He didn't have any numbing. They just went, brrrr.
Wow.
He went back and to see the doctor, and the doctor said,
how did
sorry,
that surgery go again?
It didn't work.
It didn't work. Right. Oh, poor guy.
Nope. So he has skin cancer. Richard Simmons. Hold a good thought for him. He's a good guy. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a pet's life, like a human's, needs balance. A little excitement, a lot of love, and an interesting outlet for various emotions. The pet needs variety, too. A new trick or skill every once in a while, just for the sake of knowing something different, and an appreciation of new things and people, just because they are there. When you treat your pet as a family member, you'll start noticing a lot of things you've never saw before. And just as you see your family relationships change and grow over time, so will you see that pet in your life develop and learn. A family is pets plus people, all existing in a symbiotic balance. The more you understand about this relationship, the more you give yourself, the better you can understand your pet. The two of you have lots of love to give to each other. If you never hold back, you will receive more rewards, emotional and psychological, than you can possibly imagine from the dog or cat who shares your life. And when you truly love and trust one another, there are no limits to the happiness. And don't forget, plenty of hugs and kisses for your pet. Your pet's a part of the family. It's not just the family pet anymore, folks. It's part of the family. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Stefan here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. I saw something this morning that really bothered me. There's a survey out suggesting that 1 out of 8 people in the world are obese. Certainly we can renew our call to help prevent and manage this by attending to the information that is absolutely free that you get when you go to toploss.com.
Just taking the first step is always the hardest part for everybody across the board. Men, women, it doesn't matter your age. Like just the first step of saying, you know what, I'm going to make that change for myself. I'm going to decide that today is the day that I'm going to do better.
Now, what do we have in the moments remaining here as incentives?
Well, we do have a daylight savings special, our daylight savings deal that is discounts on every bottle of Calitrin. So it doesn't matter whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 130.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump can continue to fight to have the Fulton County DA removed from his election interference case in Georgia. USA's John Schaefer explains.
Trump can challenge the ruling permitting Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis to continue overseeing his Georgia election interference case. A judge has approved a request from defense lawyers to seek a review of the decision from the state's appellate court. Last week, a judge decided that Willis could stay on the case. The defendant sought Willis's removal due to her romantic involvement with Wade.
New York Attorney General Letitia James, meantime, suggesting Donald Trump pay cash for his $450 million civil fraud penalty. On Wednesday, she told the appellate court that the former president has failed to explore all his options for meeting the obligation. Unless the appellate court intervenes on Trump's behalf, James is likely to begin taking steps to seize some of Trump's assets to pay for the judgment. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who will explain the meaning of a toot.
The simple bare necessities.
Necessities.
Forget about your worries and your strife.
Phil Harris.
I mean, bare necessities. All Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life.
Life.
Where is it? Cool, huh? It's a bar.
It's a bar?
It's a bar.
All right. Kill me a bar. Who's that? That was Davy Crockett. Killed him a bar when he was only 3. Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier, born on a mountaintop in Tennessee. Clear as... No, I don't want to sing that because it's time for us to... We've got to dig around to some of the issues here. Jennifer Horn is here instead of Jay Kirshner for the day. It's the 21st of March. Happens to be a Thursday. And we have found ourselves in a small piece of radio heaven. That's what we have here on the Good Day program. That's why you can hear it here, there, and everywhere as an alternative to the rabble rousers. Am I accused of being a rabble rouser once in a while? Jennifer Horn has been with me for a long time. Once in a while, we.
You made me a rabble rouser, and now you say I'm too stupid.
Yay! That's right.
You created this monster, sir.
And congratulations to me for you being so successful. And how about them apples?
There you go.
We have new views of situations. Let's just put it that way. Or different views of situations. You need answers to what's the line from A Few Good Men? You want answers? I want the truth. Remember that Tom Cruise?
You can't handle the truth. Everything
yeah, right, exactly. Yep, right. That is one of the great movies, I think, of all time. Very good movie. Jack Nicholson is the perfect foil.
Can I make
anyway,
an admission? I've never seen it all the way through.
No! Oh, my God. How can you not have
that
seen
terrible?
That movie?
I don't know. I feel
unbelievable.
So ashamed.
Just when we need answers to questions like, you want answers? You can't handle it. Okay. So we've got it. You're in safe territory here, though, ladies and gentlemen. There's no greater way to escape the troubles of daily life than to start your day or spend some time with us here on the Good Day program. It's like living in a treehouse, right? You're off the ground and you're away from the maddening crowd. And maybe think of yourself as a bird in a nest, looking down on all that's going on. And perhaps you have green leaves around you, right? This time of year, as we were talking about in the last half hour, everything turns green. Yeah. Everything becomes full of oxygen and life. And you float above the ground for a while. I always talk about lilacs because the lilacs are something I wish we could have all year long.
So
yeah.
Pretty.
All right, I got an email from Team Kennedy that I was talking about yesterday. As Mr. Kennedy says, he's going to announce his vice presidential running mate in a press conference on March 26th. So that gives us 5 days to speculate. He's going to be in Oakland in order do that. And the stats are out.
I know you're the only one. Oakland. You could get very cheap event space in Oakland these days.
Well, that, you know, that's
Oakland's a disaster.
San Francisco, that whole area is kind of a mess. But the different polls, like the Quinnipiac, I never pronounce it right. Quinnipiac, okay. That shows him leading both Biden and Trump nationwide among all voters, male and female, under 35. NBC poll came out this week, shows 34% of people saying they could see themselves voting for RFK. And then there were the polls that I was talking about after the 5 primaries on Tuesday this week, which showed 29% of Republicans and 35% of Democrats not wanting the choices that they have, that is the assumptive. This is what drives me nuts. Didn't we talk about this? I asked you the question, I think, on Monday when you hear about the fact that you don't have really a say, excuse me, because the news media and the Republican and Democratic parties have declared their winners. So the rest of the country might as well go, take a nap.
But I wouldn't do that because for those people who haven't voted yet, you have a lot of down ballot races that rely on people showing up. So even though it's determined early, you got to still show up. It's just important. Yeah. As someone who lives in California and I don't ever get a big chance to participate in the top of the ticket races because it's such a heavily Democrat state and I'm not a Democrat, you still got to show up.
Really?
Because it matters.
There's a bulletin.
It really does.
Jennifer's not a Democrat. Do you believe that, folks?
Yeah.
Right.
But I will, just going back to Kennedy and his poll numbers for a second, I have to point this out because I think it is just so stupid on the part of Joe Biden. Because remember, Kennedy entered the race as a Democrat challenger against Joe Biden. And had Joe actually had the wherewithal to go up against him and actually debate him a couple of times and run a primary against this guy, he would have gotten rid of him. But what's going to happen now is you've got Kennedy was like, well, forget you. I'm not going to sit around and be ignored by the Democrats in the party. I'm going to run as an independent.
And the rest of my family.
And and the rest of the family who loves Joe Biden. But he's going to make an impact on this race, and I think he's going to strip votes from both Trump and from Biden, but I think he's going to strip more votes from Biden than he is from Trump, and I wonder if Biden's going to regret not just knocking him out during a primary season if he could.
Listen, whatever we have to do, and I say this not necessarily wanting Trump to be president, but Biden is a nightmare.
He's got to go.
And
he's got to go.
I mean, this whole business is a whole thing. I don't have time right now to talk about it because I got a couple of other things here. But there's an announcement that came yesterday about electric cars.
Yeah.
And did you see that?
Disaster. You know, and then they gave Trump all the junk for saying it'll be a bloodbath in the auto industry. It's going to be a bloodbath in the auto industry if this keeps going. I mean, it's just
not. But people don't, outside of California, these cars are not selling, and the dealers want to get rid of them.
Even in California. And the only reason that they're selling in California is because traffic stinks, number one. And number two is there's a mandate in place that is already going to require us to go electric. Only new cars sold in California by 2035 will be electric.
Yeesh.
You can't charge them because there's no power grid for that.
Yeah, right. Wait, you'll see that change, I think. All right, speaking of change, the Fed has announced they're going to hold interest rates where they are. There was a rumor they were going to cut the rate, but inflation is still, according to them, kind of stubborn. So they're opting to keep the rates highly elevated as the progress that they want toward lower inflation has stalled. So what do we have here? We don't have rate cuts that we wanted to have, people buying homes, although the home business mortgage rates about, the Fed rate is, about 5.25%. So most banks add 2 points to that, depending on what kind of a loan you have. Some of it was, we were up to 9.1% at one point in time. They look for 2% on to, most of the banks had 2% on to what they can borrow the money for themselves from the Fed, and the Fed wants to have inflation at 2%. Right now, I think it's at, 3.1 or something like that, 3.2, somewhere in there, but it was, last year at this time, it was almost 10%. So they have cooled things down, and things, many businesses suffered, but the economy still seems to be humming along. Of course, whoever is president always takes credit for that, and it has nothing to do with them, frankly. It doesn't have, although we say this often, I've said this with you, I've said it with Jay, we all seem to agree that we feel like we had more money in our pocket when Trump was president than we feel like we have when Joe Biden is president.
Well, we did. And don't forget the growth that he is citing is based against the economy in the throes of COVID 2020. So when he says he's created more jobs, when he said it's because they put everybody out of work with all of the closures. So he's celebrating against a fake baseline that wasn't really the true economy. If you want to actually test the Biden economy versus Trump's economy, well, then you probably need to look at 2017 instead of 2020.
So how does it figure that the president added any jobs? He didn't, other than all the people they hire in government that they don't need. But there were 275,000. Yeah.
Like, how do you say you personally out of jobs? Yeah. Maybe you free things up for businesses to be able to do that, but I don't know that they actually add jobs, right?
The projection was there would be 200,000 new jobs in February, actually 275,000 new jobs. And let's see here. The if you have a 401k, most of you are looking at the S&P 500. That reached a record high a week or so ago. The attitude toward the economy has improved. So will that help Biden or not? It shouldn't. Maybe it will, but it shouldn't, because that's not a reflection of what's real. And the problem
I can guarantee you, it's not even going to matter, because all they're going to talk about, Biden's only going to talk about abortion as we get closer to the election, which is why I think you're hearing the reports now that Trump is looking for someone who is not so staunchly pro-life to be vice president, because he's going to want to try to combat what the attack is, which is that Republicans hate abortion. And in many cases, Republicans do hate abortion. But obviously, we need to talk about reasonable limitations so that it's not just going willy-nilly where you say, oh, yeah, you can abort that baby 2 weeks after it's born. I mean,
I think I saw something Trump said
coming out of California.
That Trump said he was at 15 weeks. Did I see that yesterday?
Most people are about 15 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, speaking of weeks, this week is the first week of spring, and there are a lot of people who are on spring break, and they're looking at themselves and saying, ooh, I think I better lose some weight. So what do we have for you? You know what we have. We have a reminder about Calitrin. The people who are looking closely at what their status is as far as their body is concerned, you want to have an awesome body, right? Most people want to feel good.
They call it a rockin' bod.
A rockin' bod, right. That's good. I like that, a rockin' bod. It's also good for your health. To do what you can as you can. So my suggestion has been that you reach out to the people on the Calitrin team. Go to toploss.com and check out what they have to offer in terms of helping you lose weight the natural way. That's the success story you want to have. Check it out. You can read more on toploss.com and get connected and lose that weight and feel good about yourself. That's toploss.com for Calitrin. It's now 48 past the hour.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You get 50% off site-wide. Save on mouth-watering favorites. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G, and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all the delicious flavor that you crave. And they're offering it to you for half price from their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignon, their pure ground burgers, the comfort classics, easy to prepare meals, perfect for busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers in the packages that you select. Shop omahasteaks.com/Doug. With the Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless, endless flavor, endless value, incredible entrees, scrumptious sides. omahasteaks.com/Doug.
Thank you. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Past the hour now on today's Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Food, Farm, and Family in our focus. Today we celebrate National Healthy Fats Day. Fats have been around for as long as there's been food around. It's a non-volatile animal-based substance, insoluble in water, feels oily, greasy when you touch it. Fats have been used by humans from the earliest times. It's been good. Whether it's been good or not, excuse me, it's been part of the food chain for a long time. Also, it's pretty good lubrication, depending on what you're cooking. Fats. Now, pretty much associated with excessive weight gain, health problems. There are good fats and there are bad fats. I remember not too many decades ago, our society adopted a fats are bad approach. And then we found out, well, it's, you know, some fats aren't the best for you, but there are some that are quite essential. Fats, along with carbs and proteins, one of the three major macronutrient groups that we need in our diet, primary components of milk and butter, cooking oils, that sort of thing, rich in concentrated sources of nutritional energy. They play a vital structural role in most of the organisms that are alive on the planet. Great energy storage. It's also good for insulation, I guess. Manner of speaking, yeah, you can look at it that way. So what do we do on National Healthy Fats Day? We think about the good fats, and they're listed any number of places. You can just you can Google good fats. The veggie oil, hydrogenation process, vegetable oils, vegetable shortening industry. There are some things in there that are good and some that aren't so good. On the Good Day Health program this week, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, many of the same stations that carry my Good Day program and other things like the American Family Farmer, Ken is going to go through the immune system, the best foods for your immune system. I'm going to give you a quick listen, if you want to listen for a second, to the 10 best, the best foods to supercharge your immune system. So let's see here. Number 10, mushrooms. Number 9, sweet potatoes. Almonds, number 8. Yogurt, 7. Leafy greens, 6. Tea is 5. Garlic is 4. Barley is number 3. Oats, number 2. And fish is the number one way to supercharge your immune system. So we go into more detail. You can listen to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack every weekend on most of these same stations. As they say, consult a local station for listings. Every station's got a website, and they tell you when the information, when that show will be aired. Here's the story of a boy, 15 years old, taken to the hospital after being served alcohol at an Outback steakhouse. Alcoholic beverages, obviously, if you're under 18, you're not supposed to have any of them. But if you're a smaller kid, sometimes, you know, it doesn't go right through you, let's just say that. So this youngster is seriously ill. Apparently he ordered a Shirley Temple that has strawberry juice in it and some kind of fizzy like ginger ale or something. But instead, he got a strawberry daiquiri at a location in Michigan, Livonia. and he said it didn't taste normal, but he drank it all. And his heart started beating. And he got sick. He threw up because of all the alcohol that it had. And wouldn't you thought the server would have noticed, they would have known that it was not a Shirley Temple but a strawberry daiquiri, and wouldn't have given it to him. So anyway, he was given Tylenol, and he had a hangover the next day. And the bartender and the staff were retrained, as it were. I don't know, the bartender, what does he have to do with it? He uses the waiter said to make me a strawberry daiquiri, apparently, or he heard strawberry daiquiri. Maybe that's part of what they were retraining him with. But imagine that, a youngster like that drinking a whole glass of strawberry daiquiri and never having it in the system before. What did that do to the system? Ooh-wee! All right, well, fortunately, he's okay. Food, Farm, and Family, a daily feature of the Good Day program. It's now 59 past the hour in the Good Day program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.